Phone Boy Speaks, episode 151. Is roaming dead? Is roaming dead? Well, that's a good question. And what do I mean by roaming, first of all? I don't mean walking outside in the desert aimlessly. What I mean is that when you use your mobile phone and you use a network that is not the provider that you pay to use, usually in a foreign country, well, you, in order to use that phone, assuming it's using a compatible technology to where you're going, you are what you call roaming, which means you're using, you know, it's, for example, your AT&T phone on Cellcom's network in Israel, just as an example. Now, this is one of the few areas where telcos charge an enormous amount of money to do this. And there's no reason for it. It's just because they can, right? People want to be able to use the same phone number and the phone the same way that they do when they're back home. The problem is that you get charged astronomical rates for doing this. And, you know, this is, say, you know, most people within their countries, the rates, I won't say they're optimal, but they've pretty much stabilized. And even in areas within, say, your country where you might have to quote unquote roam, most of the like domestic plans, especially in the US, include roaming, and you don't pay extra for it. The roaming rates are, you know, are reasonable, and it works well for everybody. So everybody has quote unquote nationwide coverage. And it doesn't cost, you know, an arm and a leg, except when you decide to take your U.S. phone over to Canada or some other country that's not the U.S. And even if you get a plan, it's expensive. Now, there are global roaming carriers, and in fact, when I travel, the one I carry personally is TruPhone, and they're essentially a virtual network operator. They buy service on a number of different domestic, you know, carriers in different countries. And so when you go to those countries, you pay much lower rates, because rather than paying, you know, you're not getting charged so much by the other, you know, your normal carrier. And so if you were in the US or the UK and now the Netherlands and Australia, I think are the four countries that they have really good rates in. They actually have rates that are very close to what if you had a local SIM, which means that you can use the same phone number and move around and not pay astronomical fees. And even when you go outside of those countries, again, depending upon the country that you're going to, the rates are somewhere between what you would pay your, you know, like your US carrier and buying a local SIM card. But you have the convenience of being able to move around and keep the same number and not be completely shocked at the price. So, there's actually a number of these services. I've also used MaxRoam. I know about Telestial. There's a number of them. There's even one that's specific to Canadians that roam to the U.S. called Roam Mobility, which, you know, again, there's a number of these different offerings out there. I've tested a couple other ones as well. And, you know, they all operate on the same principle. You have a number that is, you know, it may be in the U.S., it may not be, it may be in some other country. And it's, you know, again, you use the SIM card as you move around. And even though you're paying more than if you had local SIM cards in each country, you're still saving a significant amount of money. And so unfortunately, even I think what, you know, companies like TruPhone charge, I mean, it's definitely a better deal, but it's not what it should be, which is, I mean, why do we have to pay for roaming at all? And I don't know the answer to that, but this is an issue probably not so much for people in the U.S. because unless you go to Canada or Mexico or something, but it's definitely an issue in Europe where the countries are much smaller and it's easier to move between them. And unfortunately, for Europeans, this is a much huger issue. But if you even if you're somebody in the U.S. and you go to Europe or other countries a lot, then this issue affects you. And I can say that TruPhone's pretty good. And, again, you have to sort of compare rates and features, and, you know, there's lots of options. I don't think, being given large charges for roaming is going to go away anytime soon. Although I guess even regular carriers are starting to lower their prices a bit. And even there's legislation, of course, in the EU to lower the roaming prices that's been instituted several times now. And they'll probably try and push the rates down further, I'm sure, with legislation. But reality is, this is, I think it's getting better, but it's still not what it should be, which is I should be able to use my phone anywhere and not have it cost a ridiculous amount of money to use it if I happen to be in another country when I want to use it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of PhoneBoy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes, all of the ways to subscribe to the podcast, and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboyspeaks.phoneboy.com.